Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today I just want to share some motivation, some inspiration, because gosh darn it, has it been hard out there, right? Today is May 18th, 2022, and we just had the lunar eclipse. Right. And man, the weeks heading up to that lunar eclipse were difficult, weren't they? All of this shadow stuff that was coming forward, all of these invocations of energies of people and experiences that you have been in the past were coming forward, and they were saying, hey, are you going to keep perpetrating these same patterns? Are you going to keep being the same person? And now we're kind of beyond that intensity of that that lunar eclipse, right? And now we're feeling this motivation to move forward. And what happens as we start to move forward, right? We start to really we're all starting to really choose things for ourselves, right? And the thing is I'm just going to say before I even kind of move forward is we're all kind of in the same boat, right? As a society, we have been taught to be chronic people pleasers, right? From a very, very young age, we have been taught this idea that you always have to check in with others, right? You always have to kind of this idea that you always have to check your work, right? You're never allowed to just know anything, right? From a very young age, even in school, like you were never allowed to just know the answer, right? You always had to show your work. You always had to follow some process that was taught to you. You were never allowed to follow your own inner awareness. And now, we are moving through this great awakening and we're feeling all this power building inside of ourselves. And we're being asked on such a great level to start following our own inner awareness and our own inner yearnings. And it feels really hard, right? Because it feels like, oh, I might be being mean to other people if I'm following my own path, or I might be leaving people behind. Right? I know there's a lot of feeling like you're leaving someone behind, because for most of our life, what have we spent our life doing? Right? We've been chronic people pleasers as a tribe, all of us, myself included, us empaths, us energetically sensitive people. We have been the chronic people pleasers, right? You've been an overdoer. You've been doing things for everyone your whole entire life, probably starting from a very young age, because most of us grew up. And the reality is this whole world has been warped and energetically manipulated. There probably isn't one person on this planet right now who did not grow up with a certain level of trauma as a child, right? And this energy where it was always like, you know, you weren't allowed to be you. You weren't allowed to make choices that you wanted to make for yourself. Many of us grew up kind of in a situation where either our parents, or if we had multiple parents, our parent, most of us, I would say probably a lot of us grew up in a single family household. And even if you did have two parents, many of us grew up, even if we grew up in a two-parent household, where one parent was pretty much just kind of the, you know, they might have been there, but they weren't really like a present parent, right? They were kind of like the absent parent. They might have come through every once in a while to maybe do some punishment or something like that, but they weren't really, you know, your go-to parent, right? We all had that one, like kind of like the main parent who was responsible for us, right? And you were always doing things for that parent because you had to, because that parent was overwhelmed and stressed out and, you know, capable of potentially having some kind of a nervous breakdown at any moment, right? You never knew if they were gonna yell or scream or what was gonna happen, right? We all grew up in this very unstable environment. So we learned, breathe it through for a moment. We learned to always look at what other people require, right? And then we learned how to just like be this doer of doing things that other people require, really without them even asking us to do it, right? Which then put us in positions where we were bending over backwards for other people. We were sacrificing ourselves and our own energy. And this isn't just to say that, like, some of us have dealt with this. All of us have dealt with this. Breathe that through for a moment. We have learned as a society to be chronic people pleasers, to be overdoers. Because truth be told, especially with you're really good at seeing people's potential, right? And then identifying where people are in lack, and then trying to fill that space for them. And the thing is even if we look at the main, I'll say, quote unquote, abuser in your life, being a part of the empath tribe, I see a lot of people who are always posting about, this is, a narcissist, or this person is this, and, they're being mean. But even that person is wounded. Even that person has been overdoing for other people and has not been received. I've been saying this for many, many years, but truly personally, I feel like the one thing that this society has been lacking is the ability to receive each other, right? We're always aware that someone has pain, someone has sadness, right? But as a society, we've learned, oh, if somebody has sadness, we need to feel empathy and we need to identify with that pain. And then what does that do? So if I see that somebody is sad, I'm not saying that we don't have empathy for others, because obviously we have empathy for that pain. But the reality is when I look at somebody who's stuck in sadness, right? And then I feel that sadness in my body. And what happens when you feel a sadness? And I've been talking about this the last couple of weeks on the podcast and even on my energy update. If you're not on my email list, I would suggest that you get on my email list right now. You can go to jamie-bates.com, or you can go to consciousempath.com and sign up for my email list there. Because every single Sunday, I'm sending an energy update about what's going on for the week. And one of the things I've been talking about, even in the energy update, is this energy of depression. Right. And I'm not talking about from the space of like sadness, depression, but understanding that the sadness, depression that we have identified with is truly an energetic depression. It's a pushback on our energy system that's telling us what we're believing to be true isn't true. Now, I'm not saying that when we perceive somebody is sad, that they're not really sad. What I'm saying is when you perceive someone is sad, let's say take sadness for instance, okay? And then you feel that sadness energetically, and you feel that depression on your system. And again, I'm not talking about the mental health depression. I'm talking about the energetic, like almost like a mattress fell on top of your energy system, depression, right? And you feel that depression on your energetic system. What we have learned how to do is think, oh gosh, now I feel sad. And once I do that, once I perceive somebody's sadness, I bring someone's sadness into my own energy field. I feel that depression feeling, that like mattress that just hit my energetic system, right? Like I just got pushed down and covered up with this big, huge, heavy mattress. And I identify with, like, oh, I feel sad. I'm actually just compounding the sadness that that person feels. Because now I am aligning and agreeing within that sadness. Or sometimes we might not even just align and agree, we might align and agree, and then we might try to fight against it, right? Validate it in some way, shape, or form, or feel really bad and just carry that bad feeling with us and just feel bad. Every time we think of that person, we feel bad for that person. And I know that that's not like, I'm not saying this is a wrongness, because this is how we've been taught to function in this reality. But the reality is all that does is lock someone in the sadness. So let's take an example that we all have experienced in our life. Somebody loses somebody that they love, right? Obviously, that is very traumatic to lose someone that you love, right? So they're already dealing with, you know, loss is a, gosh, it's a hard thing, right? And I'm not at all minimizing that hardness at all, right? But okay, so let's say this person loses somebody that they love and they have 100 friends. And every single one of their friends feels sad for them. Now, I get it, because I too get that energy. Like, I want to feel sad for that person too. But I know now, as a conscious and aware person, I don't want to just perceive that person's sadness and feel sad for them. I want to do a little bit different in a way where I want to tap into them, and I want to give space for them to feel sad without me having to energetically mirror that feeling. Okay. So I have this friend who just lost somebody that they love in their life. Right. So I want to be very gentle with this soul. Yeah. Let's just do this together. So whoever it is that you've been really looping in, and maybe it's not that they lost somebody, but maybe you've been stuck feeling a certain way for somebody else, go to that person right now and just allow yourself to sit energetically with that person for a moment. Yeah. And just breathe it in for a moment. Just really be space with them for a moment and let them know that it's okay for them to be feeling whatever it is that they're feeling, without you having to fix it. And when I say you, I mean you, right? So you're sitting with your person right now, and you don't have to do anything about it. You can just sit in the uncomfortable. And the thing is a lot of times when somebody's experienced something very traumatic, it's very uncomfortable, right? So because we haven't been taught to properly deal with uncomfortable energies, we always want to do this call to action, right? Where it always feels like, oh, I have to do something, or I have to align and agree with the way that they feel. So I have to validate it. So I have to project it and uphold it for them, or I have to fight against it and tell them all the reasons why they should just be happy. Or I have to defend it in some way, shape, or form and rationalize it, or I have to fix it. But the reality is you don't have to do any of that. It's not your job to fix other people. It's not your job to carry other people's burdens. And as conscious and aware beings, one of the things that we have to realize and deeply realize right now is every time we identify with someone's crisis, we're compounding it. Breathe that through for a moment. So when I sit in this, and let's do this together right now. So I have this person that's been around us that's really been struggling, right? And they're having a really hard time. So we're just going to sit with them. We're going to allow ourselves to feel all of the feelings, even though they feel really hard, right? They might feel really sad. You might even want to just sit and cry for a moment. And that's okay, because you want to give them the space to feel received. Let's just sit in this moment and let's just receive them without validating it or without running from it, because it feels really hard and it feels really scary. And without making it right or wrong or good or bad, you know, one of the things that we have really dynamically done in this society is, especially if somebody loses like a loved one, especially like a child, right? If you're a mom and you have somebody that you know that loses a child, what is the first place that we usually go to? I can't even imagine, right? Because we go right to making it about ourselves and the pain that we would experience if something like that happened to us. So what does that do? It just buries them in deeper pain. We don't want to bury people anymore. It's time to learn how to exist differently in this world, to understand that the energy that we uphold for other people creates, that we're not these barren beings with only a mind. We are frequency beings who are upholding frequency, energy, space, and consciousness for other people. Understanding that, you know, today I said I was going to share motivation and inspiration, and I'm going in all kinds of different directions here, but I want to motivate us to understand that you are a deep feeler for a reason. And just being able, just as we're doing right now, to hold space for people who are in pain. Because, hey, guess what? Most of the world is experiencing some level of pain right now, and it's hard. You might even be experiencing some level of pain. And I know we're walking through this exercise right now, and let's just finish this. So you've been sitting with your person here for a moment as I've been blabbing, right? And you've been receiving them. So what you want to do now is you want to just truly allow yourself to, we're going to take that person out in front of you. So you have your person that you've been receiving from. So what we're going to do now is we're going to pull pure positive life force energy from behind that person that you've had in your mind, that you've been really receiving from, that's really struggling with something difficult right now. You're going to pull from behind them pure positive life force energy through them, through the space in between. And you're just going to receive it into your body and being. Yeah, nice deep breath and out the other side. You're not going to keep any of that stuff that you're perceiving. You're just going to pull pure positive life force energy from behind them, through the space in between, into your body and being, out the other side. So essentially, you're fully receiving them. Fully receiving them. Fully receiving them. And I know a lot of us have all these blocks where it's like, oh, I can't receive that because it's too painful. Right? I can't receive that because it's too hard. I can't receive that because it's an uncomfortable awareness of some shape or form. It's been uncomfortable your whole life, have you not? What if you have the uncomfortability wrong? What if you've actually been uncomfortable in your life because you've been in resistance of what you truly know and truly the gift that you came here to be, which is the receiver? You came here as an empath, as somebody who is highly energetically sensitive, because you are a transmuter of information in energy, space, and consciousness. And you came here to help the planet evolve. So what if all this awkwardness and heaviness and overwhelm and upset that you've experienced in your life is just from the fact that you've been running from who you are? If you're anything like me, life has never been comfortable. It's never been easy. And all of a sudden we have all these points of views about like, oh, how hard it will be to receive pain. Let me tell you what, my life dramatically changed when I learned how to become a receiver. Because instead of running from everyone's pain that I was feeling all the time, all around me, when I started getting present, truly present, taking the time and space to be a deep receiver of those around me, taking the time and space to be present with people in a new way, that's when my life changed. Breathe it through. I know life's been hard. I know you've been bending over backwards and bending yourself and stapling yourself in all kinds of weird areas. And I know you've been trying to just keep swimming, right? Just keep swimming. It's time to just stop. Just keep swimming. It's time to be present in this reality in a way that we have never, ever been present. It's time to change the world with our presence. It's time to stop running from what we know. You're here right now. You're listening to this podcast for a reason. I am delivering this message directly to you to let you know it's time to be you. It's time to follow your lightness. It's time to follow your ease. And you know what? It's time to stop worrying about what everyone around you thinks and believes. And if every single one of us just started moving forward in the lightness of who we be, and we stopped trying to figure everything out and trying to make everyone else happy and trying to put ourselves in places we're not meant to be, that's the awakening. That's the call to wake up. That's the transformation that's here to you right now. It's telling you, it's time to move on. It's time to move forward. It's time to be. It's time to be you. It's time to stop worrying about people around you are angry because you're showing up differently. Because that's the reality that we're all going to start dealing with now. So as you step more into the power of you, and you stop perpetrating those old patterns of abuse on yourself, probably more than likely, more than anybody else, right? But also, we've all been parts of upholding abuse too. I don't mean that, you've been punching anybody in the face or anything like that, but I mean like these old patterns of divorcing ourselves for others. We all do that to some capacity. Moving forward in the lightness of you might look a lot different than you decided it looks. It might be a lot different than you thought it would be. The new earth is calling us, asking us to start really stepping into our power, stepping into the space of who we truly be, to stop perpetrating these old patterns on ourselves and on our life and on the people around us, and stop playing in the old patterns that people are playing in. And like I said, you may feel like people are angry with you. And what if that's okay? What if doing what works best for you means that some people might be angry with you, and some people might be mad that you're not playing in their mud puddles anymore, and some people might be angry that you're not, following them, or you're not upholding them, or you're not, bending over backwards for them? And what if that's okay? What if it's okay if we no longer uphold these martyr patterns of always trying to save the world? What if you just focused on saving yourself right now? Cultivating you, allowing yourself to step into your power. What if you stopped worrying about everyone and everything? I can remember from even a very young age, I don't even know how old I was, but I remember how mortified I was the first time I watched the news. I want to say I was probably like 6 or 7 years old. And I remember like actually having a conversation with an adult in my family and being like, what in the world is going on here? Like, I was so confused by the fact that there was all of these people literally reporting all of these bad, terrible, awful things that were going on in the world. And I was like coming from the space of like, why is nobody doing anything about this? And I feel like from that moment forward, I started really, I'm going to say, fighting this battle of like, I'm going to save the world, right? You know that battle I'm talking about? Have you too been on that same train as I have, where it's been like, I'm going to save the world. I'm going to be like this He-Man, and I'm going to save the world. I remember, I don't even know how many years I had been in business. I owned my healing center, and I applied for this grant, this, I can't remember what it was, some credit card or something was giving away these $100,000 grants. And they had like 10 of them that they were giving away. I applied for it several years in a row, and you had to write an essay on the difference that you were going to make in your community with this money. And I remember, I want to say it was the second or third year that I wrote my letter. I had somebody read it for me, and she was like, okay, it's great, but like, you can't just give all this money away. Like, you have to create something that people can like apply for or something. So people actually have to like show up to get the money. But in my world, it was always just like, I'm just going to give, right? I just always want to be this like giver, without even really checking in to see if what I'm giving people can receive. I've been a chronic overgiver. I have given my time, my space, and this is a lesson that I circle back into over and over and over. I'm sure you probably can identify with that same struggle. It's time to stop doing that. It's time to stop overgiving of yourself. It's time to stop overgiving of your time and your energy. It's time to start focusing forward on what is going to cultivate you and your soul. And you know, the thing is most of us, what's going to really cultivate our soul is there is a giving paradigm within that, right? We are going to change lives and the space of who we be. But right now we're giving from this place of like a desperation and like, I have to help everyone and I have to fill everyone's cup. You know, we're like running around a restaurant with a coffee pot, just pouring coffee into everybody's cup. And some people are like, hey, I don't want any more coffee, right? I'm good. Have you ever been a waitress? I was a waitress once, and I used to be that waitress. I'd just, you know, walk around with my coffee pot and just walk around and fill up everybody's coffee, right? And one time I had some man, as I was pouring his coffee, and put his hand over the coffee cup, and I burned his hands, right? Because I just was pouring coffee into his cup without even asking if he wanted more coffee. I've definitely done that more times than I could probably even fathom to count. I have been an overgiver. I have committed myself to so many things that I should have never committed myself to. And I'm learning and growing and understanding that the biggest part of being a conscious empath is allowing myself to show up within my own mission, standing strongly in the value and the offer of who I am, and allowing people to find that and frequency match that energy versus being that energy and then just giving it to everybody. Everybody should have some of this, because I feel like I'm so much more superior that I know what everybody else needs. Now, I know that that last statement is hard to swallow, because I know I had a hard time with that statement for a really long time. But the reality is that's such a superior thing to do. And I know we're doing it with the best intentions, right? Because at the heart of hearts, what we really think is we just want everyone to be successful, or we just want everyone to be, you know, happy, or we just want everyone to be fed, or we just want everyone to have a house, or whatever it is that we're doing. But we have to stop doing that. We have to just decide, okay, this is what I'm helping people with. This is who I am. This is the frequency and vibration of me. And allowing the people who desire that to show up. It's like a dramatic mindset shift. It's the shift from the constant empty coffee pot to filling your coffee pot to the brim. and holding your coffee pot and saying, okay, I got this big pot of coffee. Who wants some? And then when one person shows up, you fill the cup, and then you refill your coffee pot, right? And then the next person shows up and you fill the cup and you refill your coffee pot. No more of this emptying your coffee pot. No more of this draining yourself to a point of overwhelm. Because you think you got to fill everyone else. Breathe it through. It's time to be you. It's time to perfect who you are and the skills and the capacities of you and the amazing wonderfulness that you are. And the big vision that you've seen for yourself and for your life and for the impact that you're going to make on this world. I know we all came here for an impact. We all came here to make an impact of some way, shape, or form. Stop taking the impact that you came here to make and sprinkling it all over everyone around you just because you feel like they can grow from your impact. Create your impact first. Stand in the power and ease and wonderfulness and amazingness that your impact has to offer. And allow the people who are looking, searching for your impact to find you. Stop doing it the other way. Part of being conscious and aware is understanding that you have to stop trying to save everyone and being superior in other people's lives and deciding that you know best. Just because you feel that they have lack in their universe somewhere doesn't mean that it's okay for you to fulfill it. Breathe it through for a moment. I hope this is well received today because I'm still feeling it within my own self and with my own life. And I'm so leaning in and reminding myself, Jamie, stop. Stop being so superior. Stop deciding what everyone around you requires. Do you? And if somebody desires your help, they'll come. And if not, that's cool too. You are not the boss of everything. You are not the leader of the world. You do not have to continue to put yourself in this position where you're emptying your coffee pot on a daily basis. It's time, you guys. It's time to flow in the power and ease of who we be. Allow ourselves to bathe the capacities of who we each are. The individualness of our frequency and vibration. Powers. We each have our own unique set of frequency and vibration and powers and awarenesses. It's time to be in those without a right or a wrong or a good or a bad. It's time to be you. So gosh, that just went in lots of intense directions, didn't it? I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that you even stayed through that whole 30 minutes of me chatting and sharing. And I am so, so grateful that you are an avid listener of the show. I'm so grateful to have you as part of my tribe. I have so many amazing, wonderful things coming, and so many new powers of me actualizing. The more and more I go through these shadow aspects of myself, the more and more power and ease I have showing up. And I hope that you can say the same as well. I hope that you are finding the space of you, although I'm not attached if you're not. I'm only here to be the space. Thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for doing the hard work, because man, awakening is not for the lighthearted, right? I just actually was having a conversation earlier today with someone, and she was saying, you know that meme where they say, this is what consciousness or awakening looks like, and it's like this, like we think it's like this, like beautiful, you know, experience, and then it has like the second picture where it says this is what it actually looks like, and it's like a woman, and she looks all haggard and scared, and she's got tears running down her face, and she's like panicked, right? Like we're all going through it right now, you guys. It's something, right? And it's definitely not for the weak, because man, oh man, is it intense out there. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Currently, again, it's May 18th, 2022. And this month, I am doing the masterclass, Navigating Awareness with Ease. And whew, it's been quite a masterclass this month. We've been talking all about moving through awareness, allowing yourself to really become aware of your patterns, the energies that you're holding on to, the experiences that you've been creating, and truly how to move forward on a new path. You can find that course at consciousempathprograms.com. All of the courses that are available right now are available there. Again, consciousempathprograms.com. Right now, I am sending out a weekly energy update every single Sunday where I am outlining the energies of the week to give you a little bit of insight of what you might be experiencing as we navigate these continuing ascension energies. Because man, oh man, is it? Yeah, it's just, it's a lot right now. So thank you for being here. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for the appreciation and the shares. I am so grateful for you. And I hope that you are enjoying the program. Thank you so much for joining me. And I look forward to connecting. And if you're not a member yet at The Conscious Empath, please come join us on Facebook at The Conscious Empath. There is a group and there is the page. Thank you so much. And I look forward to connecting to you in the future. Have a great rest of your day.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.